For the past couple of weeks, we've been listening to your thoughts about the government shutdown and gridlock and hearing how you've been affected by it here in the Puget Sound region. Today, we wanted to get a sense of how Washingtonians in other parts of the state are reacting. And to help us with this, Matt Manweller. He's a Republican. He represents the 13th district in the state legislature. That includes Ellensburg in central Washington. And he's also a political science professor at Central Washington University. Matt, thanks so much for coming by. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So what's your sense? What are you hearing from your constituents about the partial government shutdown?
Not a lot, to be honest. Not as much as maybe some of the more urban settings. I think most of what I hear is frustration about the somewhat pettiness of like putting cones out in front of the Washington in front of the Mount Rushmore so people can't stop and look at it, sending out park rangers to not let people walk on the Pacific Coast Trail. So most of what I'm hearing is more frustration of the government's actions, not the Congress's actions.
Are there many federal offices or agencies in your district that where people are not working?
Not a whole lot. I mean, Ellensburg, does have a lot of government jobs, but they tend to be more state, DNR, public school systems, the universities. We're less tied to the federal government.
Yeah. Some of those federal cuts are also rippling into state agencies, but not so much where you are.
Yeah, they've hit ESD, unemployment services and things like that. But in general, you have to understand that where I come from, people would like to see the government a little smaller. So when people say, hey, 17% of the government is shut down today, they're like, oh, it's okay. Leave it shut down all the time.
Yeah.
what's 17%? It's a good start, according to people from my district.
Let's not kill it, but let's make it small enough to drown in a bathtub, I think is what I – we spoke to Jim Camden, who's the captain. Capitol Bureau Chief for the spokesman,
Jim.
Their main audience is also Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
Let's listen to what he had to say about this.
It's been pretty vocal, pretty strong on both sides. The people who think that the Republicans are doing the right thing and the people who think that they are being absolutely ridiculous and driving the country basically into the ditch. There's a lot of criticism from the liberal progressive regulars against Kathy McMorris Rodgers in particular and the House Republicans in general for the way the shutdown has come about. Conservatives are saying that Obamacare is a bad plan that is going to bankrupt the country, that Republicans are right for holding the line, trying to do anything that they can. They're criticizing the liberals. There has been some criticism of the closing of the monuments that kept World War II vets away from the World War II monument. That sort of thing.
That was Jim Camden from the Spokesman Review. What do you think about what he had to say?
Well, I think as a political scientist, more than a state representative, I agree with him in that people tend to view political events through a pre-existing frame that they already have. So if you're a conservative, you tend to see it as, well, this is big government, this is unresponsive Democrats. If you're a liberal, you tend to see this through the frame of this is unreasonable Republicans. But we tend to view politics through the frames that we already have.
Does anything pierce that framework, i.e. facts? Facts, if you hear facts that are contrary to your political viewpoint, can you take them into account?
What's interesting is now with the ability to homogenize the facts that we encounter with Facebook and blogs and specific websites, it's not that the facts we hear are wrong. We only listen to the facts that from one side, right? So it's not that either side is lying, but some person's Facebook feed is filled with Democrats who are only posting about the damages to the shutdown, but Republicans are only seeing feeds from the abusiveness of government. So they're like, everybody wakes up, they go look at Facebook and say, see, I'm right.
So they never hear the other side. They hear an incomplete version.
We don't have the heterogeneity of political thought that we used to.
As a political scientist, I also want to ask you about the system and the way that we're electing representatives and the way that our districts are being created. Mm-hmm. Is that contributing to this hyperpartisan atmosphere?
I believe that it is, although interestingly, there's a big debate about that today, of all things, and I haven't been able to follow it. But the argument goes like this. Members of Congress used to live in generally even districts, and so they had to walk a middle line. But after gerrymandering and redistricting, we all tend to live in safe districts, and so we tend to listen to our base more than our middle. If you are a Republican who lives in a district that's 65% Republican, you're not going to lose your seat because the government shut down, right? And if you are Jim McDermott, who lives in an 85% Democratic district, you can hold out forever. You're not going to lose your seat. As I told your producer yesterday, the only person that's probably really feeling the stress today is Dave Reichert, because he's one of the last people in our state who lives in a 52-48 district, and he's hearing it from both sides, and he can't win.
We're just about out of time, but how about the 13th district in Ellensburg? Are you in a district where you as a Republican really have nothing to worry about from Democrats?
I won with 70% of the vote, right? So, I mean, I don't work in Congress, of course,
right,
but
right.
At the end of the day, I would probably be more concerned with my base than I would my middle, because there isn't much of a middle.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Matt Manuel, a Republican representing the 13th district in the state legislature in Ellensburg. He's also a political science professor at Central Washington University. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.